What's up, ladies and gentlemen? You're now tuned in to the Madhouse Adult Entertainment Podcast. Keep it locked, guys. Let's go. Hello, guys. Welcome to a new episode of Chat with Pablo Castro. And on this episode, I'll be talking to Hamzat Zainab, who is a writer, a blogger, and a very good friend of mine. And our topic is how to deal with anxiety and perfectionism. Make sure you stay tuned to the last part of this video to gain information and learn from us, guys. Please make sure you follow us on Instagram at TMAE Podcast and follow me, the host, at Pablo Castrogram on Instagram. And I'm also on Twitter at _Pablo Castro PR. My name is Gideon Wani. My friends call me Pablo Castro PR. I am the host and owner of this podcast. But before my Zoom chat with Zainab, I would feature my top music picks for this week. It will be available for the members of this podcast on Buy Me a Coffee and Patreon. Check our description to learn how you can become a member of this podcast from at least $1 monthly to unlock our extended segments and more rewards. The extended audio for this episode that will feature my top music picks will be available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and other podcast streaming platforms. Make sure you stay with me till the end of this show, and God bless you. Yeah, guys, welcome to the extended part of this episode. And in this extended part, I will feature my music picks for this week. And I hope you go stream those songs on all platforms. First one for this week, I have Mama Maradona by Vector featuring Wandeko. And he recently just dropped this one for his fans to stream and enjoy, guys. So now let's give it to you guys. This is Mama Maradona by Vector and Wandeko. Take it away.
Mama Maradona with the soccer, yeah. He did try hook me up with him daughter, yeah. Maybe he thinks say I'm a jebota, oh. But now I'm a jury shoot on my butter, yeah.
You with the team say I'm good for your daughter, sure. Me we no good for myself. I recognize I am looking out for that in a lady, otherwise I am needing no help. That's why I'm not needing your baby, yeah. Your baby's pretty much crazy. See the future with her is hazy. That's a lie, I didn't look, I'm lazy.
Yeah, guys, so that was Mama Maradona by Vector and Wandeko. Up next, I have God I Beg by Cesar Millie. And this one is a new tune for his fans to enjoy and be happy with, guys. So make sure you go stream on all platforms. This is God I Beg by Cesar Millie.
God I Beg, don't let enemy come take my smile away. God I Beg, so many things my eye don't see will make my reset, oh, yeah. I know I lose my focus, why they pray, God I beg, go, God I beg, go. I'm out tonight, me I want to try it, me I'm ready for the night. Link up with the Kele, we go make me feel alright. 50 bottles of more and NSE for tonight.
Yeah, guys, welcome back on the show. So that was God I Beg by Cesar Millie. Up next, I have Superstar by Major AJ, who is a recently signed artist to Chalk City Music, and he served out a new EP recently titled Retro Verse. Make sure you go stream Superstar on all platforms. Let's go. Yeah, guys, so that was the last song on my music pick for this week. I already featured Superstar by Major AJ, I featured God I Beg by Cesar Millie, and I featured Mama Maradona by Vector and Wandeko. Up next is my chat with Hamzat Zainab, and we'll be talking about how to deal with anxiety and perfectionism. Make sure you gain knowledge from this podcast episode. Stay tuned, guys. Let's go. Yeah, guys, we have Z in the building right now. Hello, girl. What's up? How you doing?
I'm good, though. What's up now? How is everything?
Everything is all right, man. I'm fine, man. It's good to have you on the podcast, man. Thank you very much. Please go ahead and introduce yourself right now. Tell them what you do. Call out your social media handle. And let's go.
Hi guys, what's up? How is everything? My name is Zainab Hamza. I'm a content writer, copywriter, and any writer. I write a lot of stuff, so I don't really have a niche.
Okay.
So I'm on Twitter at Zainab underscore underscore Hamza. The underscore is twice. Hamza. Then Instagram too. That's my same handle at Zainab underscore underscore Hamza. You can just check me on any social media handle, Zainab Hamza. Like, that's the name.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you, you know, being on this episode with us, man. So before we go straight to our topic today, we know we're talking about how to deal with anxiety and perfectionism. Before we go to that now, I have this or that question for you. You know, you have to delete one and keep one. You know, are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
All right. So now, I know you use Twitter a lot. It will be easy for you. This or that, Twitter or Instagram? Okay.
Twitter.
Why Twitter? Why Twitter? Tell us. Twitter, right?
I don't know. I've been accustomed to Twitter for a while, so Instagram. Sometimes I go there, self. I don't even go there. If I go there, I just feel bored. Like, I don't feel the vibe. Everything is just, people are just with.
Okay.
People are just with pictures all around, videos, and I'm not really a video content type since I'm a content writer, so I'm supposed to be dealing with words mostly. Okay.
No wala. Thank you very much. So we have Hamzat Zainab in the building. Zainab is in the building with us today, man. This is the Madhouse Adult Entertainment Podcast, and on this episode we are talking about how to deal with anxiety and perfectionism. So before we get to that, now let's define these words, anxiety and then perfectionism.
Okay.
In your own, like, your own definition, like, just give us a, you know, a small definition of what anxiety means to you, and then you can tell us about perfectionism too.
Okay. Anxiety is when you have a doubt, when you are full of doubt, when you are full of fear, and when you are full of, like, you are likely uneasy. You are just not okay with yourself. Sometimes if it has something to relate with your mental health, because you are just there, you are doubtful of yourself, you have this fear and you are uneasy. So I just classify it under mental structure.
Okay, cool. Thank you. How about perfectionism? Do you think they are the same thing? Is there any similarity between these two?
Yeah. Because perfectionism is when you are trying your best to be perfect. When you actually, you just want everything to be perfect in all means, and you have this strong pressure, this struggle that you want to be perfect. And you can't be perfect without being in doubt. You understand what I'm saying? You're always like, oh, what I did, is it good? What I did, is it not good? So definitely, they are working hand in hand. You are uneasy. You want to be perfect. So you are not okay. It's not like you are not moving at your pace. You just want to be this fast person. So definitely, they are together.
All right, thank you so much, Zainab. All right, so now let's move to this next one right now. You know, is perfectionism a symptom of anxiety? Is it?
Yeah, sure. Really? Yeah.
Do you want to, like, emphasize more?
Because
go ahead.
Sure. Yeah. If you know, I said perfectionism is when somebody is like, you are trying to be perfect at all means. You want yourself to be perfect. So that way you are going to have, somebody that is trying to be perfect will definitely have this anxiety and be like, oh, am I doing it right? Am I okay? Ha, did I do it right? You get what I'm saying? So definitely, the symptom of it. Yeah.
True. Thank you. I be like, because actually, man, what she's saying is true, man. Because when you are feeling, am I doing this thing right? At the same time, you're anxious. You don't know. Like, the fear is there. You know, it keeps coming to your mind, and you always just want to be perfect to make sure it doesn't flop. You know. Oh yeah, now no wala. So now let's talk about the root cause of perfectionism. That is another one right now. Is there a root cause you know or experience that you know? Please share.
The root cause of perfectionism is when you don't want anybody to judge you. When you have fear of being judgmental, you want everything you do be accepted. You want everything to just, like, okay, anything I do, I want it to be accepted. I don't want anybody tarnishing what I have done and be like, oh, sorry. I applied for a job recently, and I received this mail. They're like, you are not up to our standard. You know, when I write my blog post, people be like, wow, I like the way you talk about things, like your personal experiences and everything. And I received the mail. They say I'm not up to their standard. For real, I cried because it was not just like that word was actually too big for me to undo. So it was just stay here. So that's just the thing. When you are fear of being for anybody judging you, so definitely it will be a root cause for you, perfectionism.
All right. Sorry about the job wahala, and you know it's Nigeria, but you don't have to stop. You know, I hope you are going to try to get another one for yourself, Abby.
Yeah. That's what everybody is saying now. Until you are there.
Okay. Oh yeah, now no wahala. Everywhere go good. Yes. So well, for my research, you know, it is said that perfectionism, you know, is like a mental disorder, and you know, it is related to some things like that, you know. And I really believe that people can be all right and take care of this psychology, you know, and be great for themselves and not let fear or disapproval affect them and bring them down or make them think of themselves so little, you know. So now let's talk about the ways, you know, to deal with anxiety and perfectionism. Are there ways, you know, that are good? You know, that people can, you know, use for themselves if they are watching right now and they are dealing with something like this. What can they do to deal with it?
The thing that, like, how to deal with anxiety and perfectionism for me, the first thing I would be like, find the roots. I think you should find the roots of your of whatever is happening to you. Don't just jump into anything and without being fully grounded. You know. When most times we tend to think that because people actually approve us, maybe our family, our friends, we are actually somebody that is good to go. You understand what I'm saying? But sometimes we don't find the roots of whatever we are doing and we feel we are already 100. Then, boom, it flops and we start crying like me.
So really, go ahead. Don't worry. I'll get back to what I want to say. Go ahead. Let me just stop you. I want to get back to something you said, but don't worry. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. Another thing I think can listen is that practice acceptance. Let's be ready to accept anything that happens to you. Sometimes recently, after that happened to me, I applied for jobs and I think the thing is that we should live in the moment, all these blah 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 things. But I feel you just have to practice it. I apply for jobs and thinking that it will even flop. No, okay, let me say this example. I was streaming the internet and my friend was like, because she's a business writer, like social media manager, and she writes all these cover letters and this thing. So I was telling her, because I'm a content writer, I cannot go and use my money to write CV, but I figured out there's a way they do the stuff so that it can be graphics like something. Then I saw it and they were like, cover letter for $2. I just like, immediately I saw it, I screenshot my phone, I was like, it's not even up to $1.5. I said, thank you very much. They are not accepting me. I want to use $2 to do cover letter for a job I'm not yet accepted for. So I just think that's the thing. Practice acceptance and be ready to face anything that comes to your mind. Practice is that, okay, yes, they might not accept me, and don't just put your mind into being everything perfected.
Okay.
Another thing I feel is that connect with your real needs, like what you need the most. You know, a perfectionist wants to have everything intact. For instance, teenager, you want to have a lot of things in check. You want to have bags, you want to have shoes, you want to have everything. So, and I think one thing is that you should connect yourself with what you need the most. At this moment, what do I need the most? What is that thing that actually, that is going to connect me to my wants? You know, needs and wants are different. So I feel connecting to your real needs, okay, as an undergraduate, I think one thing I should have is my phone, my laptop, and any other thing that can solve me money. The rest is later when I know that I'm fully grounded and whole. So that way is another reason to reduce the higher expectations, you understand? The standard will be minimized.
All right. Thank you so much. So let me add to some things you said. You know, from my research too, I found out that when you burn off your anxiety and you distract yourself and you avoid stimulants like coffee and alcohol, you know, it can help you, you know, reduce and calm down anxiety. You know, sometimes when you're high or you're feeling, you know, intoxicated, you'll be having that anxious feeling, you know, in you. And you feel like, oh, am I doing this thing right? You'll not be sure, you know. So that was what I found online. And then I found something else for perfectionism, you know. There are some good ways you can also help yourself overcome that disorder, or should I say that wahala of perfectionism. You know, one of them is you can note down the advantages and disadvantages of being a perfectionist, and then you can also set achievable goals. Like if you have a goal you want to like meet up, you have to make sure it is achievable for you so that you don't have to feel imperfect or you feel like you're not doing enough, you know. And then you can also set time limits for tasks. If you have a task you want to do, make sure you follow them like accordingly how you have already planned it to be, you know. And then you avoid procrastination. That is something I always have to deal with my own self, because me, sometimes I deal with this perfectionism sometimes, you know, in the sense that I want to be sure this thing is very perfect for me. Like what we're doing right now, in fact, I don't want to go into details, but I have to make sure we do this the right way so that it can make sense for me. And then I just had to just avoid procrastinating to not, you know, let it affect me. And next up, I also checked and I saw that mistakes are also not bad. We should always accept our mistakes and learn from them, you know, so that way we don't feel like, okay, I made this mistake and I don't think I can do this again, you know. So that is like some of the things I found out online. I did my research and I found out on social media, or should I say Google, about these things called anxiety and perfectionism. So, well, thank you very much for sharing these tips and, you know, your own tea with us and opinions on this episode. You know, it was really fun, you know, and very informative. And I hope the viewers right now have enjoyed or taken something from this, you know. So, guys, if you're watching right now and this video was helpful for you, please, you know, like, share, and subscribe right now. You know, you can always check out this podcast for more information and more entertaining stuff. So guys, we have Hamza in the building, Hamza Zainab, and she shared her tea with us, man. And we're about to close the show right now, you know. And I'm looking forward to seeing you guys in the next video and always streaming this podcast. Please check the links in our description for more. You can become a member of this podcast. Just check the description for more. If you have any questions or suggestions you want to share, please drop your comments down below and we'll answer them and reply them. So please, Zainab, call out your social media handles for them once again so they can follow you and know what you do and be your friend. Let's go.
All right. I'm a content writer. I'm a writer, all-rounder writer, and my social media handles, just check at Zainab_Hamza. Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and the likes.
So do you want to give a shout out, Zainab? Do you have a shout out you want to give, or you want to, you know, say something nice to the podcast? You can, you know, do that right now.
Okay. I just want to tell you that I admire what you do and I'm really rooting for you and your fans.
Thank you so much.
You have a good one at that. You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Mwah, mwah. We love you. Hold on, say. So, guys, it is a wrap, guys. Your favorite boy, Pablo Castro PR, is about to leave the building. Please don't forget to follow me on Instagram at Pablo Castrogram. And I'm also on Twitter at _PabloCastroPR. You can find this podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Search at TMAE Podcast. This podcast is available here on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all streaming platforms. You can always do all this and enjoy yourself and get information from this podcast. We are trying our best to impact as many lives as possible through podcasting. So guys, thank you very much. Thank you so much, Hamzat, Zainab. We love you, and we can't wait for you to start sending newsletters for us to see what you're writing and all, man. So thank you very much, guys. I'll see you in the next video. God bless you.